In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Today, the gospel reading for today is the calling of Levi, the calling of Matthew. And it's a very simple, short, concise, to the point gospel reading. And this message is very incisive to us. Follow me. Christ is simply asking people to follow him. And this is his normal way, a common way. James and John, Peter and Andrew, follow me. Sometimes he uses different words. Think to Andrew and John, he said, come and see. To the crowds, he said, come to me, all you are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What all of these expressions have in common is that they're invitations. Our Lord is always inviting us to be with him. And we can say a little more about that. We can say he doesn't invite us from afar off. He doesn't sit off in an ivory tower, so to speak, somewhere, or in a palace somewhere, and send a servant out with a letter saying, come. We have parables that are sort of like that, but in practice what our Lord did is he happened to be going by a tax office. Well, he was coming to call Levi, Matthew. He just happened to be walking by the sea. He came to call Peter and Andrew, James and John. All of the crowd of people that Matthew invited for this great feast in honor of the Lord, he came to speak to them, to invite them. So our Lord is always inviting us. And really that invitation comes in maybe various external ways in which we hear it with our ears or read it with our eyes, circumstances that remind us of God. But ultimately that invitation is a knocking on the door of our heart. It's an inner voice. It's an inner call. An invitation to, as it were, let him in, to follow him inside of our own inner life, where the kingdom of God resides. This gets emphasized in maybe a paradoxical way in the gospel reading when the Pharisees, who are also present, Pharisees and scribes, are appalled that this rabbi and his disciples are hanging out with tax collectors and sinners, murmured or grumbled. This isn't where they belong. They probably felt quite awkward there. Don't know what the disciples said, but Jesus heard what the Pharisees were saying, and so he tells them in this very simple way about his life. He said, well, if you're like a physician, he said, if you're sick, you go to the physician. If you're healthy, you don't need to go. But what he is indicating to them is that if you think you're healthy, you don't go to the physician. But if you happen to be sick when you think you're healthy, you don't go to the physician, then you're likely to get sicker and sicker. The illness will progress. We have this in many ways in our culture now, this sort of these kind of the silent killers, like high blood pressure or various cancers. That, you know, there's not really symptoms of these things, and they can progress in us in a very sort of way that will substantially endanger our life. We don't think we're sick, so we don't go to the doctor. Well, the Pharisees don't think that they're spiritually sick. Just like we can be blind to our own physical illnesses, we can be blind to our own spiritual illnesses. And when our Lord says these words to the Pharisees, we have to see very clearly what he's doing. He's inviting them. He's inviting them to set aside their blinders. And their blinders are always expressed in terms of judgment. That's what we do. When we want to be blind to ourselves, we judge others. So we see other people as tax collectors and sinners, as people that don't measure up in this world, people that we're better than. Those people really need help, but they need it from, you know, from a great distance. I need to keep my distance from them. So our Lord invites some people by saying, follow me, or others by saying, come and see. But sometimes he invites us by saying, you're blind. You think you're healthy, but you're sick. And that's in a way the worst type of illness. But I'm here for you too. Earlier this week on Thursday, we read from the Gospel of Luke a text about John the Baptist. And Jesus says of the Pharisees and lawyers at that time, he said, the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves because they refused the baptism of John. God's will for all of us is the same. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. And repentance just means I need to change. There's something wrong with me. I'm unhealthy. I want to go to the physician and be healed. So our Lord, who always wants to gather us under his protective care, just the way that a hen gathers her chicks, is always calling us, inviting us, whether we're like Matthew, a sort of abusive, corrupt businessman, whether we're a sinner addicted to our passions and the pleasures of this life, whether we're a very pious, church-going, self-righteous, and blind sinner like the Pharisees. None of it matters. All of us need Christ's healing. And today's gospel message not only offers us that healing, but invites us into the presence of the one who can truly heal us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.